Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the podcast. Thank you all, everyone who's been coming down to the Catfish on Sundays at 4 the last 4 weeks. They've been lots of fun. And everyone who's been downloading the live episodes. It's funny, like some people are saying the live episodes for other podcasts, they kind of miss them, but my numbers go up for the live ones, so it's been very, very good. So thank you very much if you've been downloading it and sharing it with friends. I always see people on Facebook saying, hey, I need some podcast recommendations. It's always good when people link my ones in those. That's always nice. So thank you very much for that. If you like the podcast and want to help us out, chuck us some money. Become a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/dykwia. A brand new bonus episode will be out on Monday. Fingers crossed, it'll be out on Monday. It should be out on Monday. All plans, it's going to be out on Monday. So I think that's all I need to say. Keep coming. There's 3 more weeks of live shows at the Catfish, 4 p.m. on Sundays. So the lineups are very, very good. So this weekend's one, there's only 5 tickets left. The week after, though, there's many, many tickets left. And I'm going to tell you the lineup for on the 21st. So you might go, oh, yeah, that's going to be a good one to go to. So it's Fiona O'Loughlin, Tom Ballard, Greg Larson, and Ben Russell, 4 of my absolute favourite people in comedy, like not just on stage but also off stage. So it's going to be lots and lots and lots of fun. So make sure you get tickets for that one at joshell.com.au/gigs. And then it's the final one, the 28th, which is already sold out online. But here's the thing. If you just want to rock up on the day, there's always standing room at the back. You can stand in the bar and see the show fine. And also, there's been lots of people who have bought tickets, thank you, and not turn up on the days. So just turn up. If you know, you never know. You never know unless you get there. I think that's all I need to say. No children doing the intro today because school's back, so he's finally out of the house. Thank you, everyone who's kind of been sharing the podcast around as well. That means a lot. So I think that's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. Hamish Blake, Dave Thornton, Ella Hooper, Kirsty Wiebeck, and hopefully I'll see you at the Catfish soon. Bye.
Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name's Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, you know how a couple of weeks ago I learnt not to make fun of Sam Newman? On the internet. Yesterday I found out, don't mention horse racing if you've got a negative opinion of it, okay? Because the punters don't like it. Got caught a flog again yesterday, that was good. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter. I put up a simple tweet saying, hey, I say this every year around this time of year, but probably with the Opera House, it probably needs saying again, but horse racing sucks. And I noticed only a third of the room clapped. That's fine. The rest of you had tickets to the Birdcage coming up. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. But then a woman was like, why? And I'm like, oh, just let's say one thing, the gambling. I reckon if there was no gambling on that sport, not even the jockeys would turn up. That's what I said. And she said, well, there's no gambling in Dubai, and they turn up. And I'm like, yeah, and then a quick Google search, about 2 seconds, I could gamble on horses in Dubai. So you lied to me, Twitter, you lied to me. Anyway, let's meet our guest today. We've got a cracking show, we're going to get on. Okay, our first guest is a broadcaster and a TV host who, when you type his name into Google, the related searches are height, tattoo, and the Olympics. Can you please welcome, it's Hamish Blake, everyone! Here he comes, running down, showing that Olympic.
The classic javelin throw I'm known for, just for the podcast audience. Oh, good to be back from the games. Yeah, shaking out Rio, looking forward to the next one. You don't even know where it is. But that's the true Olympic spirit. You don't find out to the day. Just think about your sport.
And your
where
height?
Is it? Where is the next one?
I don't know.
Japan.
Someone said Mexico.
Mexico? Doesn't matter. I'll roam the world till I see a stadium with my spear. Javelin, if you're into the sport.
All right, also joining us is the busiest woman in show business. She shares her name with a Sydney Woolworths manager, a Brisbane paralegal and a London actress. But the one we have here is musician. It's Ella Hooper, everyone! Woo-hoo! Hey! So, you share your name with the Sydney Woolworths manager.
Oh, excellent.
Unless that's what you're doing on the side. Is that what you're doing?
No, but I'm going to try and get a discount. Get a somehow. Discount, yeah. Somehow.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with nobody on the internet. I can't find anyone. So can you please welcome the one, the only, it's Kirsty Wiebeck, everyone. Yay.
The one and only.
Yeah, you're the only Kirsty Wiebeck on the entire internet.
Collect them all. We've got them.
Oh, zing. You got me. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Also, and finally, is a comedian who shares his name with a producer at Sky News, a Melbourne remedial massage therapist and the indirect materials manager for IKEA. Don't know what that is, but please welcome, it's Dave Thornton, everyone. Woo! Woo!
All right. Indirect.
Totally indirect.
Sales manager.
So I'm guessing that is everything that they don't make themselves, this person sources and sells it. Someone said
someone
yes
here
in
works
the audience.
IKEA, don't they? Because you got it. Don't make jokes about it. It's a serious thing. Yep. You got it. It's actually a huge market and you're a dickhead if you make jokes about it.
Everything IKEA doesn't sell, he's sitting there with all that Freedom furniture going, how the fuck can I get rid of this?
Hey, thanks all for coming, everyone. We almost didn't have one person turn up. So yesterday, Kirsty had a bit of an accident. Do you want to tell everyone what happened yesterday?
Oh, she was actually riding at the races. And it was just, what a turf war.
Sorry, we're up the back all discussing on what horse we buy next.
So. Not true.
You guys can have your socialism. We're going to win big.
Shame.
Shame. Is that what you said?
Well, you're out of the syndicate then, Kirst.
A hex on you both.
Yeah.
What was your accident?
Went on a bushwalk and was meeting my girlfriend's mum and brother for the first time.
So nice.
Oh, sounds like a treasure hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, they were just there in the bush. It was really weird.
Yeah, we had to orienteer to the 2Ks north. You'll see a woman in a purple beanie. That's my mother.
And also, how fraught is that? Like, the conversation's not going well and they just walk you towards a cliff and go, it's good to meet you.
Yeah.
Also, I should put out, they're in the room tonight. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. So everyone made it. Yeah. Everyone made it back.
Yeah, everyone made it. Yeah, yeah. I just, I was, like, trying to lighten the mood. Not that it needed lightening. But, no, it was more that, like, I just can't internalise any thought ever. And so I was walking along and I went, oh, I love nature. At the exact moment that I piffed it onto the ground and ate nature.
I'll show you how much I love nature.
I'm sopping it up.
Stand up, stop doing that to nature.
I've taken a lot of skin off my leg and there's a lot of swelling on the foot as well. So
does it seem like nature did that to you? Like the timing is crazy. For you to go, I love nature, and then nature to go, we'll see about that.
Well, weirdly enough, that's the moment that I started fucking hating nature.
Yeah. Nature's got attachment issues. Nature doesn't want anyone getting too close to it.
But the nice thing is, the family, they gathered around, they tried to help you, but what happened then?
Oh, it ended with me yelling at them to walk away so I could spew in the bushes.
God.
Me and nature are having a fight, and I've got a killer move to finish this.
We're going to see other people for a while.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'm going to read out tweets from the four of you. You have to buzz in. Your names are your buzzers, and if you think you know who tweeted it, you guess. Okay, you can't guess for the ones that you wrote yourself. So you've got to have your poker faces on. The first one is this one. Anyone else ruin their night by putting Chinese five spice on their ice cream instead of cinnamon?
Hey, Misty.
Oh, I heard Ella first. Yes,
Hamish.
Yeah, you are correct. That was Hamish, right, yes.
I just realised we did this comedy festival. We did the show at the comedy festival. And that night I was like, I've got to get back on Twitter because for no other reason than to have material for this show.
I never tweet. I don't know
and
how
I forgot to go back on Twitter since the comedy festival. I mean, it's just it's a dusty old drawer and that's got to be a 2015er.
Yeah, I go back.
You go back.
I go back, yeah.
And how did it go though? Get on Quanda? Was it good?
back to old Twitter beefs. Like early like Jimmy Fallon hashtags I was joining.
Okay, so next question. Justin Bieber got dreads. Ha 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 ha.
Kirsty.
Yes, yes.
Ella.
Kirsty. Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there to Kirsty. Yes.
The irony, right? Hey.
When did you have dreads, Ella? When?
Well, about 14 to 16.
Was it only those 2 years?
Yes, yeah. It was only those 2 years. So thanks a lot, fucking Google Images.
Yeah, fuck they took some photos of those dreads. Yeah,
it was a high photo years, though. Like, there was like a lot of photos.
For people
taken.
Listening to this podcast, we do sit, there are bulletproof petitions between each guest. And now I know why, just because you can anger the other guests. Because I thought, yeah, all right. I mean, no, I thought it was actually shorter. So, great.
What about
was it hard to cultivate? Did you do like honey and?
Well, no. It was very easy when you have the. Look, I don't shower often. I'll just say that right now. It's easy, and I don't brush my hair that often either.
And they just grow.
You'll just get dread. If you've got long hair, it just starts knotting, and you just guide those knots gently. And I do actually have my friend here tonight, probably helped me guide those knots a little bit. Friends since we were 14, 15. You just get your friends to sit behind you and make sure they're not too Bob Marley, like natty dreads. Yeah. They're just going in, you know.
Yeah. What about those PVC cat suits you used to wear? You still got the PVC cat suits?
Well, I don't actually. I don't know.
I've got one.
It's a bit of a worry.
I do have one. It cost me $350.
I don't know where they are. And they look like doll's clothes to me now. I'm like, I was that little? Oh, my God. When I was wearing that? Oh, shit. This is also wrong.
Because at my when I was in year 12, girls were like, trying to do the Ella Hooper look, and boys were trying to do the Drazic from Heartbreak High look. Yes. That's what it was.
Yes. Oh, Drazic.
Yeah. We were trying to look like we were 22. we were 16 and we'd just hit puberty.
I remember that because they'll call their teachers by their names and stuff, and you turn up and you'd be like, Adam, he's like detention for a week. You would try to be cool.
I'll rack off. Yeah.
Rack off,
yeah. I'm getting out of here on my rollerblades. Rack off.
Has anyone
wasn't that
seen
amazing
them?
That he just went to the half pipe to think?
Yeah.
Just on the vert.
And
just
to get
thinking,
really stoned.
Just thinking, man, this is too heavy, man. I just got to go and skate. did he... Callum Mulver, who played him.
Yep.
I would love... I mean, I've met him, like, just said hi, but I've never got to ask him, like, could you skate before Heartbreak High? Did he have to learn to skate for that, or did they build it into Drazic's character?
No, I think they built it in. I think he was a professional skater.
He's a professional?
Because my friend...
He wasn't very good, because he never did any tricks. That was the next part of the question, because I was like...
Totally.
Awesome if they made you learn, because it takes a lot of guts to go and avert, because he just would just do nothing. Like, he'd go up and back and forth. But terrible if you're already doing that, because do a trick.
Because my friend was a professional skater, and Callum Mulvey was used to judge the skating comps.
But is that because he was Drazic?
Yeah.
No.
That's because they needed someone with an eyebrow ring.
He's why I got my eyebrow ring.
He was the reason why.
Was a Drazic, homage to Drazic.
I was going to say, because I can kind of see.
Star.
Yeah. I also, because I'm of the same ilk, I had an eyebrow ring.
It's a real sign, isn't it?
Which is the top of my ear. And I was also pierced, whatever that thing is.
Your brain.
Your ear. It's my brain. It's my brain.
You've That's gone very
still,
deep in
I've
your
still
ear.
Got these guys.
I've still got that one, so fuck off, Thorno.
You should know what it's called.
Did you ever go a bolt?
You have got it. I've got both of them, mate. I'm not lying. So let's stop talking a bit.
All right, mate. I'm not nature. Don't take it out on me.
Yeah. Don't fall over me and vomit on me.
Jesus. All right. Starting to agree with nature on this one, if I'm going to be honest.
Okay, next question. A movie about five lesbians from different backgrounds who rise above adversity to build a house from scratch. It's called Cool Bunnings.
Kirsty.
Yes, Dave. You think
Webeck.
You
right
think it was Webeck? Yes, you are correct. It was Kirsty Webeck. Point there for Thorno. Yeah.
Good film,
that's funny. That's what I've got to follow you.
To be honest, that's a very fresh one because I read that. I remember one morning was like, quite good.
But did you like it?
You gave me a like?
Did you like it?
Yeah.
No, No, it's an interesting one because, I mean, I live in Brunswick, right near a Bunnings.
Yeah, so you are a lezzer.
That's us, yeah. But it's always funny because I was like, that's very funny. It's a straight white guy, you're like, not liking it. Just don't want to be the guy that looks like he's like, yes, finally someone said it! You know what I mean? Like,
or you're having one of those mornings, which you have where you're like, if I like something, I've left a digital trail. Like, there are sometimes you're on Instagram and Twitter, you're like, I'm enjoying all of this, but I'm having a ghost session. Yeah. I'm not leaving any trail that I was on the internet at this stage for whatever reason.
It's quite
so
freeing.
True.
Yeah.
You're just the creepy guy on the internet. I'm just watch.
I'll either do 120 likes or no likes. There's no sessions where you'll do like one like.
Yeah, a like sesh.
Yeah. I've done just like, me? I feel like that was just me.
We all just want a like from you, Hamish. Too just real? Get on there and just like us.
Now we know, Hamish.
Have you done those backlikes where like someone's written something and it's just like something that you go, yeah, right on, that's spot on, you know, something about an actual... And then I'll keep scrolling. I feel like I've got to go back and go, no, like, you are correct. The Me Too movement is quite good. No one's over my shoulder telling me it's fine, you can pass this by. But I'm like, no, have a conscience.
Give it a like, you bastard.
Because the silence speaks volumes.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know I was on there? Ghost session.
Everyone's on there all the time. Come on.
Next question. Cigars are gentlemen's rusks.
Hamish?
Oh, you reckon Thorno? You think it was Hamish?
I think it was Hamish.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Dave. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel that was about the time I saw with my boy when he was like, you know, 6 months old. I saw a rusk for the first time in action on a baby. And I was like, I recognise this move. I know exactly what guys are doing at cigar bars. It's just like a tasty, smoky rusk.
They're teething. Yeah.
They're getting their seniors' teeth in.
Just sheer gums.
Sheer
gums and dialysis machines. That's the baby boomers teething.
Next question. Question five. I don't have an iota of an idea what an iota is.
Hamish.
Yes, Hamish.
I feel like that's Thorno.
You are correct. That was Dave Thornton. Yeah. Point there for Hamish off the board.
He does a lot of that iota stuff.
Yeah. I saw it as well, but didn't like it. Didn't bother.
I'm really going to talk to nature after this.
Ghost session.
To be honest, I got a lot of backlog for that. There was a lot of kids that were like, I don't know what that word means. What is your issue? And like, they really, I'm like, exactly. That's what I'm just.
Is that another widely used word?
No.
Iota.
Iota. I just because
I mean, it sounds weird now that we're saying it a lot.
And what does it mean?
Good, because I.
Have you
not heard your parents say that? Like,
I don't care. Yeah. One little iota.
One little iota. Yeah. And
I guess it's just like a discrete unit.
So it's a measurement. Yeah. It's a measurement of give a fuck.
It's like me, a discreet unit.
Yeah.
Yes, like Grant Denyer.
Yes.
Discreet unit of human.
That's a Shetland pony is also known as an iota.
It's better of a horse.
Next question. Very good. Start the day right, friends. Hashtag nips.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Thorno.
No, that was Ella Hooper there. Point there for Ella.
She doesn't even remember.
I have no idea.
What it was from Instagram and you were drinking an iced coffee from Nippies.
Nippies. Oh. Yes. Nippies iced coffee. It was a really good one.
They always are.
You don't know Nippies? It's the best.
Yeah.
It's like you can't, I don't think you can get it in every state. And I was in South Australia at the time.
The home of
and
it was
double espresso. That's right, a special green packaging now. So if you tie it back into coffee, I'm like, oh my God, Let me tell you everything. It was a dark, stormy morning. No. But it really was. I was on a long road trip and I freaking needed a caffeine buzz and I found this Nippies, which I'd never seen before. It was a dark green double espresso.
Dark green.
Do you think the company that runs Nippies is encouraging the hashtag nips? Or do you think they would prefer...
Get them on ya.
Do you think they would prefer nippies? Because there was a chance for them to have like quite a broad reach and then like, that's not our hashtag.
If they're out there and they're listening to this podcast, I am definitely available for sponsorship for nips. Nips.
Well, sponsor the podcast first, Nippies, and then the runoff can go to...
No.
Yeah, if you're flush with cash, and you've given us so much we can't eat anymore.
Because I've given her the platform to get it out to more. Anyways, it's fine. Okay. Next question.
Spawn ad.
This one's a bit of an act out. Okay. One takeaway faux, please. One takeaway fur, please. Sure. Oh, and please make sure it leaks everywhere so the bag is a hot mess of soggy napkin. We always do, sir. Who wrote that? Who's having a fur?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Oh, I want to say Thorno again. It's like I'm stalking, but
you think it's
like
Thorno?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Hamish Blake there.
Stop copying
the poor
Thorno.
The poor man's Thorno. Just, yeah. If I only had one iota of his tweet writing ability.
Thorno would have done that way better.
I think that was in drafts. That shouldn't. That was a draft.
There is a theme here, Haim. Like everything just seems to be food. Somewhat food.
Yep.
If not your child just chewing on something because he wants food.
That is my day. That's my day. Just food to food.
I'm so annoyed I said fur wrong in that. So I'm just going to have to go and edit
it
back.
What is it? What is it?
The soup.
Yeah, but like seriously, how do you pronounce it? Like, what is it?
Well, apparently.
Look, we've got we've just got nothing but white people here. Like, well, can anyone here?
Sorry,
any Vietnamese people here? My sister-in-law's Vietnamese, and she said you've got to go up and down on the last little inflection thing.
Oh, who's got time for that?
Yeah,
the Vietnamese.
hang on. How high up and down, singer? How high up and down? Like, we've got to talk intervals. We've got to talk.
So
I think it's called
up
a tone.
And down.
Yep, tone. It's got a little hat on it.
Yeah,
it's got a hat.
Yeah,
you like got it. Locking it in.
We're like Flo Rida here. Fur. Yeah. And with the fur. T-Pain. Anyway, fuck us.
Oh, he just lost nippies.
It was going so well. We were very keen, and then your early thousands rap references didn't grab it. Gave us hashtag soft nips.
Next question. Mum unironically calls Winnebagoes Winnebagels, and this is more than enough reason for her to have her own TV show.
Hamish.
Yes, Hamish.
Is that Ella?
No, that was Kirsty.
Oh,
Kirsty.
Yeah.
She
sounds
Winnie
good.
Winnebagels.
Yeah, Winnebagel.
That's Mom. Cute.
Yeah, so cute. Yeah, Kevin and Tracy down the road just got a Winnebagel.
Loved Winnebagel.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
You're little, you haven't corrected her.
No, fuck no.
I've shamed her on the internet.
Yeah, getting way more value out of this.
Next question.
The way you should.
Yeah, right.
When you see a stranger who looks exactly like a mate and you try and take a photo of them without the stranger catching you, difficulty 10 out of 10.
Hamish.
Yes, Hamish.
I mean, I do think that's Thorno.
That is Thorno. Yes, you're correct there, Hamish.
That's the kind of stuff he's doing on the reg.
Mate, it's so hard. You know, you're just like across the road and you're trying to get them, and they look at you like, nothing, just scrolling through the internet. Hamish's kids on a husk. Some good stuff here, great gear.
And our final question for the round. Before the cause, no one knew it was possible to want to bang a whole family.
I smell a whole new segment. Like, who can give away with their face that they've about what they've written on the internet?
That was instant.
Does someone want to buzz in then and get the point?
Webex.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to give it to Ella. Okay, Ella gets the point there. It was Kirsty Webeck there. Yes.
Was the cause pre Gilmore Girls? Oh, sorry.
Oh, so my sorry. God.
Back to the quiz. Back to the quiz. I'm sure it was brought up in the replies.
But the brother in that band must have known every single guy coming to those gigs wanted to have sex with these sisters. Like, that was...
Yeah.
Jim, he was actually their cousin. Like, not to give too much away.
Oh, he was their cousin.
I was just interested in their
Someone's
career.
Done a deep dive.
I was going deep. I like their tweets from like 2011. Fuck it.
But the thing is, he wasn't even very handsome.
He wasn't. No.
That's a bit.
The sisters
sad.
Were great though.
Oh my god, they're more than made up for it.
Yeah. There's a big jumble, a big cause jumble, and he weaseled his
way
in.
Put him up the back!
Like, oh well, cost of doing business, he's in here as well.
I just realised too, Ella, you were in a family band. Did anyone come along?
I was hoping you weren't going to
do it. Okay, sorry.
I was like, it's gone, I've moved on.
Yeah, I thought about that immediately.
Yes, everyone wanted to bang Jesse. I was fine with it. I was like, I know which side my bread is buttered on. Get it out there.
Yeah. And the Thorn Dogs, the three Thornton brothers, that was a pretty cool band.
It was great. Yeah, it seems we had some great times.
Well, we established one of the times you were on. Thorno was in a band. It was a rap group. You were a posse.
called
really?
Flipside.
We're
here.
Are we peeking a bit behind an X Factor audition that didn't make it to air here?
couldn't be more suburban. Growing up in Geelong, and mates of mine would just get the VHS of like the American Music Awards, and then they'd copy all the breakdancing and stuff. And then we started a
rap
group.
So you're a dance troupe? Oh, and then you added lyrics.
Don't say that.
So sorry.
There's the four pillars of hip hop, Hamish. There's rapping, there's and dancing,
then there's the toilet out the back, which you guys were.
Oh, what do you really think?
I'm starting a rap beef. All right, no, sorry. So what did Flipside? So Flipside started dancing, added rap.
And then we would go around to like underage gigs, drop some rhymes.
Originals?
Rhymes, I'm so uncomfortable.
And now nut
the cardboard down.
So I'd go around underage gigs, drop some rhymes, and now none of them are allowed near a school ever again. It's great. Like,
jeez, you could play a naked twisted game with 60-year-old Coors family, and I'm the weird one. I'm the one now that's freaking you out.
No, but it sounds like a hell of a 2016. Yeah. All right. Hey, 2016 was a weird year for everyone.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Thorno on 2 points. Go for Dave Thornton, everyone. Kirsty Weback also on 2 points. Ella on 3 points. And also on 3 points is Hamish Blake.
Right out the front, baby.
All right, this round is a new round. Ella's going away.
I'm out.
This round is a new round. It's called Coffee Cups, Promises, Sure, But Have You Ever Broken Bones Before? There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
That's a kind of a flip side lyric that you would love to have.
Yeah.
And these are a few of my favourite things. This is great.
So, familiar rules. Now, growing up, it's quite common that you'll break a bone in your body. And today, we're going to talk about a young Kirsty Weback, who, when she was 12 years old, spent a bit of time in a cast. But how did it happen? Was it A, her sister rear-ended Kirsty on her bike? The collision was so bad that both girls broke their arms.
Jeez. Yeah.
B, Kirsty did it by jumping off the trampoline. As soon as it happened, though, Kirsty was super excited because another girl in Kirsty's class had a broken arm and the cool kids all wanted to sign the cast. Kirsty thought that this was going to be her ticket into the cool group.
Like the Hollywood Walk of Fame on your arm.
Yeah. Or C, she was climbing the ropes in PE and when she got to the top, she slipped. Her arms missed the crash mat down the bottom and the teacher ran over to her and started yelling, saying, "You're meant to land on the mats, that's what they're for." Now, one of these is true. You can ask Kirsty as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it incorrect, so she gets your point. The floor is open for questions.
Can you at least give us, honestly, suburban era you were talking about here? Like, where in Australia, what era?
Set the scene.
Canberra.
Yep.
And...
Oh, this is already coming unstuck.
Canberra, 2050.
Are there any police officers in here? Canberra and let's say like the late 90s.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't do the maths though.
That's all right.
That's a guess.
I guess what we're always doing is like assessing what state would have the most abusive PE teachers in it.
Could be.
In
fairness, in Canberra, they've got the AIS next door. They'd be like, we are looking for winners. Get up those rocks!
Yeah, true.
Question?
Yeah.
Do you remember a name or the name of someone you really wanted to sign that cast? Like, who were the popular kids you were like, if I've got a broken arm and I'm getting the cast, I'm getting ... to sign it. Woo!
Jesse Johnson.
That's a cool name.
Classic JJ.
Alliteration. Yep.
Thanks. Which, because ironically, illiterate. I am illiterate.
Well, when you look down and Jesse Johnson's on the name LRFB, like... Well, that's Jesse Johnson. Yeah. She's illiterate.
Classic JJ.
Oh, bloody got it.
God bless it.
Okay.
That does sound like Canberra for the cool kid to be illiterate. Yeah. Is that kind of joke?
The only thing is here, like, I feel like rope climbs, because I think we were obviously about the same age, like I was doing school around that time. Rope climbs are one of those things that you see in movies, but we never had to, like, you know, but I never encountered that at high school. Like that moment where the kid's always like nervous because, you know, I haven't hit puberty yet. Everyone else has, like, you don't want to climb up the rope. We just never encountered it in the Australian school system. But trampolines and breaking your arm, that was like once a week.
Yeah.
Now with the net, like I've got a kid and we've got the net around it like everyone has, and I just see the amount of times he ricochets into that net. And I go...
That
and I just saved my weekend.
Like,
every day, like, bounces out of that net. I'm just like, well, that's just a trip to the children's hospital we didn't have to take today.
But Haim, do you also look at him and go, geez, you got it easy.
Soft.
Yeah. He's missing that right of
before
passage.
We get off, I lift up both protective layers of foam and make sure he pinches his forearm skin in the spring. So he still knows the feeling.
Good.
And then I Velcro it all back down so he can't touch it again.
Yeah. So good. Kid, we would lose a kid a week to a slip and slide every summer.
just keep going. Yeah. So I do feel like trampolines were just like a broken arm factory.
They were
growing up.
And when you got the legs down between, did anyone have a pit trampoline?
Oh yeah, when you turned it into
trampoline.
Undies. Yeah.
No net and a hole dug out in the DIY country style.
Yeah.
Somehow attaching it to something, but it's ground level.
Yep.
So when you either land on the ground next to you, it's kung, it's like a broken leg, or it's you've landed in between the little springy guys and you've gone, ah!
Yeah.
And hence, you know, a bit similar situation from the bushwalk. It's
I was going to say, I know in this political climate it is always weird to point out that it's harder for men, but in that situation...
Oh, shut up!
Get out.
Just joking.
Damn it! Damn it! Your Bunnings tweet was great. I'm so sorry. No.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
How did you fall off the trampoline?
Were you doing a trick?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I do remember because I'd been trying for like 6 months. And by 6 months, I mean 6 years. to do like a forward tumble. Like my big sister could do it and my little sister could almost do it. So obviously like...
Oh, so you tumbled off.
Yeah, I just like... But I didn't get over very far at all. So it was just like diving... Just head first, like just piffed it, like no height at all, like just no height, like just sort of just went oop, and like piffed it off, and then just had the foresight to chuck up one arm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like just a cheeky arm up and then just
protect
like
the moneymaker.
And then just speed the arm. Like, just straight into, like, the dirt that's essentially concrete, isn't it?
Yeah. Mother Nature said, I will see you in about 15 years.
Oh, I'll see you down at Wilson's Prom. Yeah.
That's just a warm-up.
All right. This guy.
You haven't investigated the bikes crash.
Yeah, the bikes. What I find difficult about the bike situation, I'm just from a basic CSI level, is... How do you both break arms in a rear-end accident?
Mm.
Now, if you'd have gone for an enthusiastic high five or something and it was just too hard and you both broke your arm, to me, more plausible.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd like to see either a wrist or a knee injury in that story, not both arms. Seems far-fetched.
Okay. Just quickly, how much CSI have you been watching?
Mostly just the ads. But I get the feeling like they deduce a lot of stuff. Yeah.
I felt like I needed a CSI quip where you'd be like, the holes in that story, you could ride through. Ow!
It's block o'clock this week. Just straight to an ad. No, I'm looping back to Tramp. Tramp feels so about right.
For Hamish me. Thinks it was jumped off Tramp. B for Hamish. Ella, A.
I also think Tramp.
You think B for Ella as well?
Dave. I'm going to go rogue on this one. I think it's a Tramp.
You think trampoline? You think trampoline?
Yeah.
The correct answer was A. It was bike. She
got
rear injured. 3 points there for Kirsty.
Oh yeah.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
All right.
It would not have made it as a CSI episode, probably due to the low level of crime.
CSI Marabin, yeah.
Probably due to the fact that the only crime that's been committed, both
CSI
parties will admit
Canberra.
To straight away. So it's a 2-minute episode. But apart from that, crazy injuries.
No, so what time of year was it? Was it like summer? You both in cast over summer?
Yeah, summer.
You both broke your same arm?
Yeah, no, opposite arms, but I broke my wrist and my elbow, so I had to have a full cast.
Oh.
And 4 days after, I got the full cast in a Canberra summer in February.
Jesus.
Hot as, I got the chicken pox.
Oh.
Mate.
All just riddled under the
cast. Under there.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like an episode of Fear Factor.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was covered in tarantulas.
Yeah. But I did win 50 grand.
Did you pour calamine lotion in there? Did you get the calamine lotion down in
there?
Yeah,
mum was just keeping it with gay abandon. Yeah.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Dave Thornton on 2 points. Go for Dave Thornton, everyone.
Yeah.
Dave.
Ella Hooper on 3 points. Hamish Blake on 3 points. But in the lead now on 5 points, it's Kirsty Wiebeck.
She did it.
I'm trying to be humble.
I also should point out that you guys are actually playing for this trophy now. You guys can win a trophy by Sherlock Designs.
Shit, has changed here.
I know you've got a gold logie. I know you've got, what, 7 arias, Ella?
Five.
Oh, then you won that.
But I want
we play a lot of open mic rooms. CV is
I don't have the mantelpiece room for awards.
Oh, not in it for the awards. Okay.
Right. I would like it.
Yeah, okay. Sherlock Designs, thank you. All right, so this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, I'll read out each of you given a fact about another person on the panel. Everything is true, you say yeah. A lie, you say nah. A point if you get it right. A point to the person who the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So ask them as many questions as you can, try and get the answer. So, to Kirsty now. Killing Heidi, Ella's old band, were very close to being called Spam Badger. But changed it the day before they sent their demo off to Triple J. Ella truly believes that if they were called Spam Badger, they would never have made it. Yeah or nah? You can ask her as many questions as you want.
Okay. Oh, I'm trying so hard to be respectful.
of badgers? to badgers.
She's right there.
It was like the ironic 90s, remember the crazy band names? And yeah.
So who came up with the name?
Me.
Yeah.
Do I have to... Yeah.
What was... Okay, so what was the inspiration for the name? I mean, it's great, but what...
It's, I mean, obvious, but what was your take?
Well, I was kind of, to be honest, we had a few options going, but that was the front runner before a sudden switch to Killing Heidi. But I was into the Wombles. Remember Wimbledon?
But then I wasn't sure that
everyone would know what a Womble was. So
you could have been Spam Womble.
We could. Well, that's what I kind of really wanted, but I don't know. Spam Womble is sounding very. I mean, Spam Badger is awful. I know. But the other options were gel, like really gel. I don't know. We were young and stupid. But and look, I think it was about Wombles and like conflicting words because you had like
Silverchair,
Smashing Pumpkins, like. A kind of weird, ironic of pairings of things.
Yeah, but Badger's are kind
something
of cool.
Something that conjures up like a weird visual. And Spam Badger succeeds.
And hang on. We were really into Monty Python, and I think I'm actually. I haven't really thought about this in a long time, but there's the spam skit from Monty Python.
Yeah.
Spam. And maybe we were getting kind of stoned at the time.
Real
watching
stoned.
A fair bit of Monty Python.
So stoned. Oh, look, I hate to do this, but I'm going to say yeah.
You think it's yeah? It was nah. All made up. Point there for Ella Hooper.
It was always Killing Heidi.
Oh, thank God, because I just lost all respect.
I know.
Spam Badger was actually my band. No, it wasn't. Okay.
Now, that I would believe. Yeah.
Okay, so point there to Ella. So, to Ella. Now, Dave's dad won the major yearly prize on New Faces in 1978 by singing a Peter Allen song. For the final, Peter Allen was a judge, and as soon as Dave's dad knew that, he turned to Dave's mum and said, "That car is ours." Yeah or nah?
I loved New Faces. Oh, I loved it so much. I wanted to go on it. I was like, "Can I go on it?"
Original reality TV show.
Yeah, early days. Mm. Just so strange.
Does everyone know what New Faces is in the room? Talent show. That's what Bert Newton hosted. Talent show.
Bad lighting, kind of weird, like ice rink looking little performance area and judges off to the side.
A couple of them always make those blooper, you know, the history of Australian television when things go wrong. And there's always that guy and he's doing a dance routine and he pops his hip out.
Yeah.
And then he just walks around really busted up. Like the show must go on when he just looks like a wounded horse. Someone needs to draw the curtain on. It's classic.
Oh my God. God. Look.
It's up there with, what's his name? Marty Monster getting smacked in the nads by a kangaroo. Yeah, kangaroo. Like, that is.
Yeah.
We should have just turned all TV sets off after that.
Yeah.
So, well, question. It can't get better. We've had the best.
Yes. There we go. Put your initials in. AUS. We've blocked this. That's right. He's done it.
Okay, question. Was your dad a professional singer, semi-professional singer?
Well, he only really toured around Geelong, so I wouldn't even say semi-professional. He, he did it to get away from the family. Yeah, he was in. Well, it's actually, no, I shouldn't say that, because he did it all before the family turned up and we weighed him down with responsibility. But he
would have been so proud when Flipside came along. I gave up everything, and now on the shoulders of giants, you shall climb, son.
This is true. Like, my grandfather could write orchestral music. My dad was a singer in a band. I'm a failed rapper that turned into a comedian. That gene pool's getting watered down real quick. My kid's going to be selling, like, I don't know, like,
scam
Supra
CDs.
Clothes and shit.
Your kid's going to be a huge pop artist.
Oh, yeah.
Spam
badger.
I got a kid on the way. I can call it
look,
that.
I just... Please do.
Spam badger.
What do you reckon, Ellen? Yeah or nah?
Which Peter Allen song was it?
Was that Tenorfield Saddler? Is that what it's called? Tenorfield? Yeah, that one.
I think it's true.
You are incorrect. It was a lie. Point there for Dave Thornton. But based on some truth.
Based on some truth. He was on New Faces. He did. And it's like he never spoke about it. We would bring it up. We're like, oh, you're on New Faces. And he's like, never happened. but he did go on New Faces and he did get past the first round. This is before he met Mum and before the family came along. Like, I think that was maybe the
straw
that
broke. What was his act?
What was he doing?
He sang a song. I don't even know. Because we were talking this week about it. You're like, any fun facts? I was like, oh, my dad was on New Faces. And then I'm like, I haven't asked any questions about what song he sung, what it was. But in a weird twist, he was on with Bert, and my first ever stand-up comedy routine was on Good Morning Australia with Bert.
Wow, your first ever?
Yeah, it's a Thorno sandwich, 15 years apart. no, more like 25 years apart, but Bert loved it.
All right. Yeah, okay, so to Dave. Mm. Now, growing up, Hamish's family always watched the entire piracy message at the start of all rented videos because his dad said to not do so would be disrespectful to the Australian film industry. Yeah or nah?
Go for it.
Every time.
Dad's a rules man. Also, slight adjustment to that. It was based on we have to watch this, like it's a proper warning. Because right. Dad's brother was a cop too, but I don't know if that... Whoa. I don't know if he thought Dad's brother was going to... I don't know if like he
I just imagine little Hamish fast-forwarding when no one's in. There's the door.
Galal's going to kill you! Yeah. But also, Dad had a thing about wearing out the motor. So he was like, if you unnecessarily fast-forward or rewind the tape, you're wearing out the VCR. So he was like, it's fine for us to just sit through it because you're not wearing out the mechanism. Like, don't wear out the mechanism was his big
thing. So he's like, this technology has to last us for 50 years. Well, never going to be superseded.
We must have had a family friend or something that had to get their VCR repaired and it was like $500 or something. So to not wear out the motor was also half the reason.
He must have been fun at parties.
He was. Except you weren't allowed to wear out the speakers. So he just we had to think about music.
Was anyone there, like, not slagging him off, but going, come on, let's move through this, Mr. Blake? Like, was there...
Not till we were old. Like, I was young. I was like 8, 9, or 10.
Is he Dr. Blake? I don't know. Is he the one from the series?
He's Dr. He was not... No, he was just Dad. Like, if that was the rule, that was the rule. And then I still feel, you know, like, as we get old, like, occasionally, not for the last 10 years, but you would have reason to use a VHS machine. Yeah. I still feel a bit guilty if I fast forward or rewind. When I hear it going, I'm like, it's using the mechanism. It's burning out the motor.
But do you remember the downloading ones where they would always go, you wouldn't steal a car? And you're like, no, but I would if I could just replace it with exactly the same car and I just got duplicates.
Oh, yeah. Those were terrible ads. They're like, you know, you wouldn't steal a chocolate bar. I was like, I have done that. They're like, wouldn't steal a car. No, I wouldn't steal a car. Well done, you found the line. Big deal.
I love the video piracy is a crime song. The era from the song, the bah, 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 video bah, 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 piracy bah, 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 is a crime. Do you know that?
Oh,
one?
Right. No, yeah. I mean, but this is, no. We're talking like.
It's great.
We're doing the VHS one. This was the FBI warning to be like, you can't duplicate. We didn't even know anyone that could do that. But obviously, these were like on, you know, when you got it from Video Easy or whatever, this was the warning going, if you know someone with a double VHS deck or whatever, like this wasn't BitTorrent. This was... We're talking early 90s.
What a hilarious thing, too. The FBI, someone calls them up. Hey, someone's taken off a video in Albury, Wodonga.
We've never prosecuted a case in Australia, ever. But we're going to prosecute one from Video Easy Glen Moverley.
Okay, the thing is, everything you've just said is plausible. I remember the time when you had the double videotape, like that kid at school was king, that you just record straight to videotape. You're like, what kind of magic land is this? He would always have a dad that went to America on business and come back with cheap Reeboks. That was amazing that times. Was amazing. They were good times. Yeah. However, I think it's so plausible, I'm going to go against my instinct and say no.
You think nah?
Yeah.
You are correct. That was nah. Yeah, point there for Dave.
Oh, smart.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I struggle with that. Dad's brother's not a cop. he's got two sisters. But more than that, I can't think of a time when Dad ever watched a video with us. Because it was like, here's the video, now we're going to go and do some things. So the video, I can't really remember a time where as a family we were all sitting down eating popcorn going, here we are again, Saturday night.
Well, no, we watched The Bill together, but not a video.
Yeah, of course, not animals.
Got to watch the plot.
I had that once. We went and got a whole bunch of weeklies. You used to get 7 weeklies for 10 bucks. It was great. And one time we just picked up Meet the Feebles. Have you seen Meet the Feebles?
It's the guy who did
Lord of the Rings. What's his name?
Oh, Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
It's like a puppet thing.
Puppet show. Heaps of sex, heaps of violence. We were like 6 or 7. Mum put it on, walked out, comes back like half hour later. There's like a rabbit getting humped by something or other. It was great. Like great times in the old household, and that's how I learn about sex. Anyway.
Yeah, I reckon the first movie ever I watched with my parents was something about Mary off TV.
Oh.
Like it was on, and then by the time the jizz scene starts, you're like, No. And you're like, well, I can't leave. That's too obvious. Because you're like, I don't want mum and dad knowing about this. Only kids know about this. Like, oh, shit. And then I was like, maybe they won't understand what it is. Maybe they won't understand what it is. Just get through it. Don't ask me a question, mum and dad, because I don't have to explain it to you.
Okay, so to Hamish. Now, when Kirsty was in high school, she was banned from the slopes at Threadbow because she was deemed... too dangerous.
Oof.
Yeah or nah?
Iceman. Dangerous. I'm not flying with you. Bit of a Top Gun reference. Not an actual quote. It's just cool now to paraphrase movies. Hey, Iceman. I'm not flying with you, mate. Paraphrase quote. Well, it checks out because you were from Canberra. So Threadbow is the closest ski field. That's if I was gonna add that. Mm. Why were you too dangerous? What was the danger reason?
Yeah, didn't know how to ski. Didn't know how to ski, but didn't know that I didn't know how to ski.
Confident and unskilled.
Mm. Yeah, very dangerous. Just hurtling straight down runs.
Dangerous mix.
Yeah.
What was your favourite run at Threadbow?
Oh, they were all yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah, yellow runs.
Is that because you pissed yourself afterwards? You're
I'm going
to
say...
They weren't yellow to begin with.
Yeah. I know this segment's going on for a bit. I'm going to say nah based on the fact that I don't think there is such a thing as a yellow run. Isn't it all like green, blue, black?
I don't want to tell you if you're right or wrong, but you did fall over just bushwalking.
That's true.
Help him.
Yeah.
What did you do? At school level or older than that? Like, did you have to go
school,
for
school? School level. Yeah, school? Yeah. So grade 7.
Oh, jeez.
Mm. So not long out of the cast then. You've
12 months out of the cast. Yeah, 16 months out of the cast.
Okay. I think you're an amazing skier. I'm going to say no.
You are incorrect. It was yeah. She really was too dangerous. Point there for Kirsty.
You're right. No.
Yes.
Why are you shocked?
The menace.
What do they do when they ban? What do they do when they ban you? They literally go like, you have to wear this like hat, hat that means if we see like a yellow, like a roadworthy, you can't be on here.
It's actually a muzzle.
It's a straitjacket.
They just tell you to get in the cafe for the day, and you're 13, so you're like, yeah,
yes,
righto.
Please.
Fair enough.
Oh shit, I didn't know that was an option. I'll take it.
That's what I did by choice.
Yeah, what did you tell me?
I don't feel well. I'm going to have a hot chocolate all day.
End of that round. The scores are Hamish on 3 points, Ella on 4 points, Thorno on 4 points, in the lead now on 6 points. It's Kirsty Wiebeck.
Very good.
Yes, it's a killer.
Dangerously good.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out questions all about you guys, just 10 facts about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't guess for your own ones. Here we go. You get a point if you get right, point off if you get wrong. Only round you can lose points. First question is this one. Who in grade two, year two, got up on stage and told a joke to the school, which was, how do you make a pool table laugh, put your hand in its pockets and tickle its balls?
Hamish.
Yes, Hamish.
Cursed?
You are correct. Yes, it was Kirsty. Yeah. Yes.
It's a good gag. It's a good gag. It would have got a big laugh.
Yeah. Got a laugh here.
Brought the house down.
Still going. Still. Don't retire it.
Yeah. Get it back into the act. Was everyone a fan of the joke?
Oh, no, no. The principal's sister, Jude, was livid. Visibly upset.
Yeah. It was a discreet unit of rage.
So good, though. So good.
Question two. Whose partner snuck onto Beyonce's boat to help celebrate Kevin Spacey's birthday?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Hamish.
No, that was Dave Thornton there. Point there. Point off, Kirsty.
This is 100% true. Now, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. You guys... Have you met Nixie before,
yep.
Josh? Yeah, you've met her. And she's very unassuming. She's very, like, it's just not her bag. She's been described as an earth mother before. She's very, like, grounded. Someone say the stable one in the relationship. And I remember we were just sitting around and I'm kind of, don't know if we'd had our first one yet, but, like, you know, we're just sitting around and we're living together and she's like, yeah, like the time I was on Kevin Spacey's boat in Croatia. And I was like, what? And this would have been now 5 years ago or so. Before what we know about Kevin Spacey now. And but the thing was, she said, yeah, she's in Croatia. He had borrowed Beyonce's boat. She knew a friend who knows Kevin. Was like, she's backpacking around. She goes on the boat for like a week or two, just constantly on the boat.
I thought it was just like to get a photo before you got thrown overboard.
No. Was there the whole time. And then I had that thing steaming through my brain 5 years ago, which seemed legitimate at the time, which was, oh, my God, Kevin Spacey's hooked up with my partner. And then she's like, oh, no. He is not buying what I'm selling. Quite safe. Certain.
Quite safe. Our families would never approve.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you say it was to celebrate Beyonce's birthday?
No,
it was Beyonce's yacht.
Oh, Beyonce's yacht. Beyonce's Kevin's yacht. Birthday.
Kevin's birthday. It was his 50th or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And he was just taking extras.
Well, like, she did.
Not that she's just.
Screw it, I can't tarnish his reputation anymore, to be honest.
Okay.
She said he was so off his chops and so enamored with
no,
all
that's
of them.
Done it for me. Come I was still 50-50 on him. And now that's tipped it. No, sir, Mr. Spacey.
Honestly, she said it was almost like, you know, like he was being so leery to a lot of the men on the ship who would. Yeah, who were just partying and having fun, that she literally walked up to him and was like, oh, hey, like, we're kind of a friend of whoever her friends is. We're here. And he was like, yep.
Sure thing, Fred.
Yeah, like, almost get out of my face. I have business to do. And she just kind of sauntered off to the other part of the boat while he...
Worst thing you can say to a backpacker? I'm going to live here.
Totally.
I'm going to hang on to this for as long as I can.
Kevin Docton split and there was a walkabout pub just at the back of the boat. How did it get there?
Next question. Who had to enter their first car through the boot?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Ella.
No, it was Hamish Blake. Point off Kirsty there.
Really?
Yeah, there's a problem with locking. If you had to lock the car, as we sometimes did, you would turn the key and all, like it was central locking, but it was a 1985 car, and all the locks would be like, and they'd like go down in the car, but then you'd turn the key again to get them up. Couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. And so the only lock that did work was the boot, which you could unlock and then get in and then push out the middle seat, that little crawl space, crawl through that, get back in the car. Then you could manually lock the doors in the car. So, like, locking it was a big deal. It was a special occasion. But if you're like, I'm not going to see it for a few days, begin this ceremony of locking. Like, you would, like, lock it. And then, like, at uni or something, if I'd park it somewhere, you go for the weekend, you come back, like, on Monday to get the car. You're like, oh, I'm actually going to... have a 5 minute buffer because I got to get in through the boot. So I could never have much in the boot because I always needed a crawl space.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a great car.
Next question. Who here almost pushed Portia de Rossi down the stairs?
Oh. Ella? Oh.
Yes, Ella.
Dave.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Ella. Yes.
That is true. I was on a movie, Hamish, I don't know if you know about it, Now Add Honey.
Now Add Honey Day.
Yeah, I believe you had dialogue.
Honey?
I didn't. Actually, it was Wayne Hope and Robin Butler's movie, who, you know, from Librarians and what's the one on now?
So Back in Very Small Business.
Back in Very Small very Business. And Up Middle Bogan. And they had a film on. Portia de Rossi was a major part of this film. I was the cop at the start that starts her whole journey. She was this Hollywood star who was going off the rails and taking all these like prescription drugs and blah, blah, blah. And
it was ahead of its time, wasn't it? It was a little bit of the opioid stuff.
It was. And I was the cop that dragged her in. But then we were going down the stairs and I'd really committed to the role. And then she stopped and said, "He's about to throw me down the stairs." I'm like, "Oh, I've killed Alan's wife."
Like,
oh my God, Portia de Rossi knows who I am. I try to lighten it. Like, I'll start the music, everyone dance. Yeah. You're used to this. Oh, shit, oh no. And then, yeah, and she just refused to talk. Well, she didn't refuse to talk to me. She just, there was no rapport.
But it's that weird thing on film sets where it's okay to turn to someone like the director and just refer to the person next to you as a he or she. She's doing this. I don't like it. It's like, sorry, I do have a name. Hi, Dave, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
It's a weird vibe.
He's about to throw me down the stairs.
Yes. Down the stairs.
Next question. Who got relieved from their very first catering job because they made themselves sick eating a roll of garlic butter?
Dave?
Yes, Dave.
Ella?
You are correct. Yes, it was Ella Hooper. Yes.
Fuck, yes. Oh, yeah, that didn't last long. It's one of the only real jobs I've ever had. Don't hate me. But I was helping out my best friend's mum. Was a really amazing caterer, and I was like, "Yeah, I bet you there'll be some garlic butter in this for me because I'm obsessed."
Oh, we
and
have
a bit
money.
Of a greedy
guy. No. I've told you my terms. Okay.
It's true. I don't think I did get paid, but I put on a fancy apron. I was like, I can do this. I can learn how to be posh and do some catering. Would you like some horses duvers? Yes. Yes, here they are. But then I kept sneaking off to like eat little bits of the garlic butter. And then I was eventually just eating it by the slab out of the tube, out of the Glad Wrap, you know, snail. And then later on,
yeah,
got very sick.
Did
and
you?
Had to go home.
I knew.
Twist ending.
Yeah. I from nowhere.
Yeah, I had a little vom, and then I had so many voms that I was just like, go home. Go home.
Wow.
Isn't it funny when you're young, you just think you just consume things, you don't think about it? I remember the first time.
I wasn't that young.
Well, were you? Okay. I was trying to make you look good. but I remember my first like full-time job was up in Thornbury, and I still lived in Geelong. So it would be like an hour and 20 commute both ways, and that would just break you, because I was like, I'd been at TAFE before that, where you got 8 hours a week and then you've got to work an 8-hour job and drive all that. And I just used to, and this is before Red Bull and things, just get the Nescafe tin, put 3 scoops,
yeah,
like, and I'm saying tablespoons, just in my mouth, a bit of water, and go, all right, let's go.
Oh my God.
Crawl into my boot, go through the car.
what you're saying is you weren't man enough to shelve it. That's what I'm hearing.
Just do a line.
That's a hard one to explain to the boss. Well, the girl out there is eating garlic butter. Leave me alone.
Next question. Who here told me that they can touch their tongue with their nose?
Hamish.
Yes, Hamish.
I feel like Ella would have said that.
No, it was Kirsty Weber. Kirsty can do that. Yeah.
I don't know why I said it.
Oh, I reckon Ella could as well.
Can you?
I don't think I can, but I can try.
There's only one way to find out. No.
It's one of those sports where like millimeters count. Like it's going to take years of training.
Not working.
I've noticed Kirstie hasn't even attempted.
Yeah, Ella took the heat off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Nice.
Jesus.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
what am I doing wrong?
Can I get that trophy now?
Yeah. I mean. Because for the people listening, you've always got to paint a picture. That's like a Hitler moustache of tongue. That is
Yeah, do you know what I like?
Thank you, Thorno.
Because we've got a side angle here, maybe it's hard to appreciate in the audience, you would think the normal path for the tongue to take would be sort of like bananaing out and then making its way up.
Yeah.
But your tongue wastes no time.
Yeah.
As soon as it's out of the lips, it kind of comes up. If you had the moustache, like through the moustache, sticks to the skin.
Yeah, you're bang
that's
on.
The
that's
trick.
Where people go wrong.
That's
they
the
try a banana over.
Showing off.
That's what Ella did.
Showing off. But you know what the sport is. He's like, I don't care how this looks. I'm just going straight up to the nose. I know where the nose is.
I got it. Yes, that's good. Hang on,
ready. This is like...
She's done it!
She's done it! Ladies and gentlemen, give her a round of applause. That's amazing.
It's very hot in here. These guys are melting.
Straight up against the skin. Got it.
Yeah, this is like the frisbee flop of licking your nose. It's changed the game.
But my nose also goes up at quite a marked
angle. Yeah, so don't try and touch the tip. Get the base.
What?
Okay.
Just
good
don't
night,
put,
everyone. Good
if
night.
You're trying to advertise this, Josh, don't take that out of context. Nippies will not come on board for that one.
Touch the tip. You'll never get it.
Get the base.
Next question. Whose high school was merged with another high school just like that season in Heartbreak High?
Thorno.
Yes, Thorno.
Hamish.
No, it was Ella Hooper. So
it was Ella Hooper.
We avoided relegation.
The tech school and the college, and it was like the Warriors. It was like, where were you going to go? The tech. Where were you going to go? The college.
And they all came together.
And we had to wear separate uniforms. They never gave us the one. So it was just like, we can see who was going to go where and who's got socioeconomic divisions very clearly.
So the Blood and Crips have come together.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
At the same school.
Benalla High. The bastard child of Benalla College and Benalla Tech.
Yeah, right. They just fused it all together.
And our last question for the game. Who once broke up with someone just to put off studying?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Hamish.
You are correct. Yes, it was.
How dare you? How dare you? I believe I said to you, Josh, I in hindsight realised it was because I was panicked about an exam. And I did this thing where, you know, I hadn't been to any of the classes for this subject. Sat down, exam in 2 days, all the course notes. Right, let's learn applied mathematics. Let's teach ourselves. It's all in the booklet. Here we go. And just like, I was like, I'm going to do like a book an hour. And that's like a week an hour. And it's within 10 hours, I'll have learnt the semester. And just like 2 pages in going, fuck, I don't know any of this. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I was like, I'm going to break up with my girlfriend. So I just called her and went, it's not working. I'm sorry. And then it's like, what are you talking about? Got to go. Oh, all right, that frees up. That's feel free. And then after the exam, I was like, I think I did that because I was panicking. And we were able to get back together. And that girl is now, I assume, happily married to someone else. Kind of went, yeah. Spun it on for another 14 months, I reckon, after that.
Oh. Okay, at the end of the game, the scores are Hamish Blake on 3 points. Go for Hamish, everyone.
Thanks so much.
Dave Thornton on 4 points. Oh. Ella Hooper on 5 points. But our winner on 6 points is Kirsty Wiebeck.
She's got the trophy! Oh, she's bloody done it! Yay.
Thank you. Oh, very nice.
Can
it's
we just have
nice.
A, yeah, can we have can a touch moment? It.
I could have made that at Benalla Tech. Bit of injection molding, angle cutting. Yes, I could have done that.
You touched it.
And the people
too
from
much,
college. People from college would have sold it to you.
Yeah.
Is
Are you going to send this to the future in-laws? Just say things are looking good.
Does Kirsty get to keep that or is this for sure?
No, she gets to keep it.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I mean, thank God you're here. Like back in the day, you would win the trophy and then they'd take it back. They did send you one much later, but it just was like that moment of like going, got it. And then same thing happens to the Logies. Got it. Then afterwards they're like, I'll take that.
Yeah. Oh. Like, did we all pick out that Hamish has mentioned that he won a Logie just to try and steal some thunder off Kirsty?
Well, like, it's better. It's better. I'm saying it's better. You get to take it. You get to take it
This
home.
Is the don't you know who I am equivalent of when someone wins a gold medal and their partner proposes to them. It's like, just let her have a moment.
I'm impressed by the trophy and the take home ability.
We get
this
it, Hamish. You've got a Logie, all okay. right?
Well done, mate.
Can you please give up for all the acts on stage? Dave Thornton, everyone. Kirsty Wiebeck. Ella Hooper. Hamish Blake here.
It was Logie to be here.
Stick around. We'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks, Charles.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.